bat, Fox. First pitch right here. She's going to slap one right there, and it's going to bounce. An unfortunate bounce right there means that two runs are going to go in for the Greyhounds. It seemed like it was going to be a rather basic dribbler to the first baseman, but instead took an awkward bounce over the second baseman, getting into right field. And that means that Carmel will take a huge 2-0 lead. Sydney Fox going to get two RBIs right there, but potentially going to be a bit of an error call for them.
Actually, I don't think it's going to be an error call because they took the bounce, and I don't think it was touched by the infielder. But like you said before, a great piece of hitting by Sydney Fox. They put her up in the order tonight as Coach Britton clearly has some trust in her, and a clutch hit right there, getting those two runners in.
Pitch right here is going to be slapped opposite field right there, and the Greyhounds now are seeming to get into their groove right there. Sarah Goddard on the first pitch means that two runners are now going to be on with two outs. I mean, we were talking about how Taylor was going to cruise through yet another inning. She had two outs, bottom of the order, and they get a single. Next thing you know, it's a double from Kotzelnik, a single from Fox, and now they're down two runs, and two runners are on right here. It's a total flip of the script from what I was expecting from this inning.
Absolutely, and we thought that Maddie Taylor was going to be like Summer Edwards on Tuesday night and be invincible, but one thing that the Greyhounds are doing great now is that already starting to shut her down early. They're finding her weak spots and connecting on her pitches, which they couldn't in the first inning. And now, with everyone knowing what she throws, they're able to make contact the second time around in the order. So overall, it started with that hustle slide right there by Searless. And one thing we know is that in any sport, one single thing can spark some runner rally.
It's definitely important. I mean, that committed play from Searless, it looked like it was a rather inconsequential thing, just getting on to first base with two outs. You wouldn't have expected much from it. But in the end, she's the reason why this inning's still alive, why the Greyhounds are now up 2-0 in the top of this third inning.
Coach Ginger Britton very happy with their squad right here, just clapping it up, cheering them on.
Darby Roberts up now. Going to check her swing. Ball goes behind, but no runners will move. They will call that a strike. My mistake on that
one. It looked
like
she held back.
It did look like to me that she held back, but umpire sees that differently as Taylor gets ready to the second pitch. In on Roberts. Roberts fouls this one off. Now quickly down in the count 0-2.
And you can see one thing too. Maddie Taylor trying to wipe the sweat off. She might be getting fatigued early with how important of a game this is and how she's only a freshman. Although she's been putting up great numbers on both sides of hitting and pitching, you still are a freshman. This is your first sectional game, so nerves can play a factor here.
Next pitch right there, going to be outside. Roberts going to watch that one. Roberts, one of the better hitters on this Greyhounds team, hitting 290 on the year with 10 RBIs. As we saw Fox hitting, getting two RBIs, she's the other senior on this Greyhounds team. She's going to have a similar impact, especially with how well Taylor has played. Next pitch in there, fouled off yet again by Roberts, just trying to keep her chances alive.
One thing she did do, she kind of half-swinged it, kind of like brought it up to her shoulder and then like almost pulled it back. But all I'm saying though is that with how important this game is, that if you're going to swing, you got to be committed. Because although, you know what, it might be like an outside pitch, you could get contact on it or something can happen, but you have to be committed.
Taylor's next pitch. Going to be in the dirt for ball two right there, 2-2 count. Two outs, runners on first and second. Inning seemed a bit dead, but out of nowhere, a serial single turned into a two-run inning and potentially more if Roberts can get something on this. Roberts going to swing at a ball in the dirt. Catcher going to deal with that and throw her out for the strikeout to make that three outs in the inning, ending that top of the third inning, which was in the end crucial for this Greyhounds team, scoring two runs and turning the shape of this entire game around.
Absolutely. With how powerful this Noblesville team is, you have to always be ahead of them. As I think last time we finished in the Noblesville batting order, I think it was Abby Brown, their leadoff hitter. So now you're going to have Olivia Stinson, Chloe Treisiger, and then Ella White, who we know is a very good hitter and only a freshman, in this inning.
I mean, talk about very good hitter. I mean, 489, I mean, is exceptional, even as a freshman. I mean, you see that freshman duo, the pitcher for this Noblesville team, Madison Taylor and Ella White. Talk about how good they are this year, both hitting over 450 on the year. Next 3 years, think about that dynamic duo right
there.
That
is going to be quite scary.
And you talk about Carmel with Kotzelnik as a sophomore.
And Edwards and Harden and Brooke Bear when she's healthy.
Two very good young teams that we're seeing play right now as the teams as Carmel takes the field right now in the bottom of this third inning. Current score, 2-0 in favor of the Greyhounds after a very strong top of the third from them. So now, Jace, you've mentioned about Summer Edwards and the potential fatigue. What do you think the keys are for her entering this inning and beyond as a kind of a team strategy?
I think she has to – she has to be more dynamic with her pitches as I'm – we're kind of elaborating on that. She's been very fastball heavy the last couple of innings, and one thing that that allowed her to pitch that no-hitter is that her slider, her slider, and somewhat of a slider curveball was really getting pitchers to swing on the outside corner. So I think if she throws that, I don't think Knowlesville will be ready for that. So I think she needs to be a little more dynamic in her pitching.
Olivia Stinson up to bat now. A 288 hitter on the year. One of the poorer hitters on the Noblesville team, but not poor by any stretch of the imagination. She's going to try a bunt right here. Kotsenik's throw is going to miss. As the bunt went down to the third base line, Kotsenik fielded it with a bit of a wild throw to first base. Means that it's going to be an error and a leadoff runner right there for Noblesville.
Kotsenik played that ball perfectly. She knew the coverage. She was on top of it. It's just she couldn't corral the ball in her hand. And also, some bullpen action. I just saw Cade Harden stretching outside the dugout. Maybe seeing her in the later innings if Edwards doesn't go on.
Chloe Dragiser up now. First pitch in there from Edwards in the dirt. Ball one right there. Edwards able to stave off a full bases in the bottom of that second inning. Now with another similar challenge right here. Ball two calls right there after an outside pitch. And with a runner on first and no outs means that she's in a bit potentially more difficult situation than when she had two outs last time. Next pitch right there, fouled off by Tragiser. Makes count 2-1. It's interesting to mention, Jace, that with Harden warming up, it means that potentially we could see a very early switch despite her dominance in their last game.
Definitely, and I don't think it'll be switched now, but I think it'll be a little later as a bunt slip.
Bunt right there, and that's going to make it two consecutive at-bats with a mistake in the infield, this time from Summer Edwards, not able to field that one properly, and means that now it's going to be two errors and two runners on. We're just going to bring up Ella White, the key player for this team. I mean, you talk about talent. 489 hitting on the year, 10 home runs, and with two runners on and no outs.
There are MLB players that don't even hit 400, let alone 300. And
yeah,
with two runners on here, no outs, this could be some damage here. This is where I think Summer Edwards needs to come in with the experience.
Summer Edwards' first pitch right there. Going to be called strike one. White leaving that one.
So you can hear the Noblesville fans not really loving that call. So the ump strike zone has been kind of out of the place tonight.
This is going to be, I would say, one of the biggest at-bats so far tonight. You would look at that bases loaded situation as well as this one with the best hitter for Noblesville up. She's going to pop that one up into the infield. Constantly going to call it. And Constantly going to bring that one down. And that's important. You're able to get White out, get that first out. And now with runners on first and second, you have double play, potential.
Absolutely, and like you said before,
could try and get out of the inning really quickly.
That is the second time tonight that Ella White has failed to get a hit with runners in scoring position. So I mean, Summer Edwards must be doing something, but anything to not allow Ella White to get on base.
And that's a big deal. Able to limit their best hitter in two potential huge situations. First pitch right there. Strike one called, up to bat right now.